I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, my name is Quintin Pastrana. Welcome to the maiden episode of Life Sentences, a podcast on the best of poetry and prose. Now, those who are quite familiar with my work know that I wrote a namesake book some years ago. Life Sentences is a collection of quotations and of words that I think are to live by and to die for. And now, we're taking it to the digital space. For our first podcast, we'll take a look at one of the most important letters that the National Hero of the Philippines wrote. Mi Ultimo Adios, My Last Farewell, which Jose Rizal penned in 1896. Every Filipino student is familiar with this piece of communication, Mi Ultimo Adios, Rizal's final farewell.
By the way, hindi siya Mi Ultimo Adios kasi wala namang title yung piyesang yun. Alam lang natin na Mi Ultimo Adios.
And by the way, this is Salvador Biglayan, better known as Badong. Badong is a Palangka awardee. He's also been teaching Filipino literature to high school students for about a decade and a half. So Badong, you were saying, wala namang talagang pamagat itong sulat ni Rizal, no?
Alam lang natin na Mi Ultimo Adios. Marami siyang letters na sinulat bago yung Mi Ultimo Adios. Ang dami niyang mga sinulatang mga kapamilya. Siyempre, mamamatay ka na eh. Nagbilin siya ng mga nagbilin sa mga kamag-anak niya, humingi siya ng sorry. Sorry sa mga hindi ko nagawa, 'di ba, sa mga pagkukulang ko. Ganun lang din naman yung ano eh, nung ano, tapos paalam. Ganun kasimple yung gusto niyang sabihin.
Sa bagay, huling paalam. Rizal's final piece. He actually wrote this in Spanish, the language of his executioners. Yung mga umaapi sa kanyang bayan nung mga panahong iyon. Rizal's last words were words of patriotism, and they still ring true today. Let me read to you this English version of Rizal's last farewell, so all of us can understand the breadth of our national hero's final piece. Mi Ultimo Adios, or My Last Farewell. Farewell, dear fatherland, clime of the sun caressed, pearl of the orient seas, and our Eden lost. Gladly now I go to give thee this faded life's best, and were it brighter, fresher, and more blessed, still would I give it thee, nor count the cost. On the field of battle, mid the frenzy of fight, others have given their lives without doubt or heed. The place matters not, cypress or laurel or lily white, scaffold or open plain, combat or martyrdom's plight. 'Tis ever the same, to serve our home and our country's need. I die just when I see the dawn break, through the gloom of night, to herald the day. And if color is lacking, my blood thou shalt take, poured out at the need for thy dear sake, to dye with its crimson the waking ray. My dreams, when life first opened to me, my dreams, when the hopes of youth beat high, were to see thy loved face, O gem of the orient sea, from gloom and grief, from care and sorrow free. No blush on thy brow, no tear in thine eye. Dream of my life, my living and burning desire. All hail, cries a soul that is now to take flight. All hail, and sweet it is for thee to expire, to die for thy sake, that thou mayst aspire, and sleep in thy bosom eternity's long night. If over my grave some day thou seest grow, in the grassy sod, a humble flower. Draw it to thy lips and kiss my soul so, while I may feel on my brow the cold tomb below. The touch of thy tenderness, thy breath's warm power. Let the moon beam over me soft and serene. Let the dawn shed over me its radiant flashes. Let the wind with sad lament over me keen. And if on my cross a bird should be seen, let it trill there its hymn of peace to my ashes. Let the sun draw the vapors up to the sky, and heavenward in purity bear my tardy protest. Let some kind soul over my untimely fate sigh, and in the still evening a prayer be lifted on high from thee, O my country, that in God I may rest.
Let's take a quick break from the reading of Jose Rizal's Mi Ultimo Adios. We have here another guest, Ambeth Ocampo, a historian, a university professor, and a prolific writer on Rizal's life and works.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, Ambeth, we're talking about Jose Rizal's last farewell. This was supposed to be his last piece of communication, but from what I hear, someone was still able to talk to Rizal more than half a decade after his death. How did that happen?
If you're interested, Tolentino published a very obscure book called Si Rizal, no, in 1949. And if you open to the back, after the war, they had a seance in his house and they had invited his surviving sister, Trinidad. They conjured Rizal's spirit and let Rizal talk to his sister. No? So, and the transcription is there. But the sister's just crying all the time, no, talking to her brother instead of asking, you know, questions he will... Only Rizal will answer, like, what's the name of our pet dog? Sanang peklat ko dito? No, they were talking about nationhood and ano. So, it's one of those things, but it's as a curiosity.
It certainly is. I don't think many people would like to imagine Jose Rizal as a spirit or a disembodied voice of some sort. I mean, when we say Rizal, we imagine his face from the 1 peso coin or from the statue erected in his memory in Luneta.
Or maybe that's the way, because he's national hero, for example, when you read the novels, we are taught to look for nationalistic symbols. We're supposed to look for emergence of nation, when you should actually just enjoy them as novels and later see how these things pan out. I don't hide the fact that I passed my Rizal course by reading the comic book version of the novels, and I only read the novels when I had to teach it.
It's not hard to imagine Rizal's novel sailing over a teenager's head.
Because our teachers didn't give. One is that it's read in translation. Two, you read it in Filipino in high school, which makes it more difficult than it is. And three, the thing there is that we, in high school, you are made to read edited, expurgated versions. So when they give us a watered-down, silly version of the Noli and the Fili, when the student goes to college, he or she presumes that they had read it before, so they don't need to read it again.
If you'd like to hear more of Ambeth's tidbits about Jose Rizal and our national heroes, head over to Conversations with Randy David. That's another Puma Podcast production. Now, let's finish reading Jose Rizal's last farewell.
Pray for all those that hapless have died, for all who have suffered the immeasured pain, for our mothers that bitterly their woes have cried, for widows and orphans, for captives by torture tried, and then for thyself, that redemption thou mayst gain. And when the dark night wraps the graveyard around, with only the dead in their vigil to see, break not my repose or the mystery profound, and perchance thou mayst hear a sad hymn resound. 'Tis I, O my country, raising a song unto thee. And even if my grave is remembered no more, unmarked by never a cross nor a stone. Let the plow sweep through it, the spade turn it over, that my ashes may carpet the earthly floor, before into nothingness at last they are blown. And then will oblivion bring to me no care, as over thy vales and plains I sweep, throbbing and cleansed in thy space and air. With color and light, with song and lament I fare, ever repeating the faith that I keep. My fatherland adored, that sadness to my sorrow lends. Beloved Filipinas, hear now my last goodbye. I give thee all, parents and kindred and friends, for I go where no slave before the oppressor bends, where faith can never kill, and God reigns ever on high. Farewell to you all, for my soul torn away. Friends of my childhood, in the home dispossessed, give thanks that I rest from the wearisome day. Farewell to thee too, sweet friend that lightened my way. Beloved creatures all, farewell. In death there is rest. That was Rizal's final goodbye. Now, Badong, was there anything else that Rizal wanted to convey in his last letter to the Filipino people?
Hindi tayo siyempre sigurado kung ano yung nararamdaman niya nung panahong yon. Pero, siyempre nagpapaalam ka, mga huling sandali mo to. Parang inaano niya lang na may mas maibibigay pa ba ako sa bansang to? Matatapos na yung buhay ko. Lahat ng ginawa niya, before his death, I think conscious siya na babasahin o kaya pag-aaralan. So, naging maingat siya o kaya lahat ng mga kinompose niya ay compose na compose talaga, kung makikita mo. Paparating pag tinuturo ko yan, halimbawa, may pagkainis akong nararamdaman kasi namatay siya o pinatay siya at 35 at ang dami niya nagawa. Volumes yung nasulat niya, ganyan, dalawang nobela. Ako 40 na, wala pa. So, parang, huwag ka namang ganyan. Parang, huwag mo naman kami pagyabangan nung mga achievements mo.
So, bali, parang mas na-challenge ka to outdo Rizal's prolificness, right? Thank you for lending us your thoughts, Badong. And that's it for the first episode of Life Sentences. If you'd like to hear more of these, or if you have suggestions on how we can improve, or better, what we should feature next, drop us an email at lifesentencesph@gmail.com. We'll dive into your favorite passages of poetry, fiction, speeches, films, or essays. You can also reach us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at LifeSent. This episode was produced and put together by Janina Magundayo. Life Sentences is a co-production with Puma Podcast.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.